Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about some fun. KC Fun Days are coming up in the community of KC, and they're using the slogan City in Motion this year as they prepare for their July 17th and 18th couple of days of good times. And this morning we're going to talk with Stacy Wedemeyer, who's president of the KC Service Club, and they're the ones who organize and coordinate all the fun here in KC. Stacy, thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, appreciate it. How much time is spent in preparing and getting all this organized?
We've been preparing and planning all the events for about 6 months now. We meet every month and discuss the schedule and all the activities.
It's a community festival, so you almost figure like you need the whole community to help participate in organizing sometimes, don't you?
Yes. It takes a lot of volunteers to get things rolling and keep it running smoothly.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me about the KC Service Club. Do you have a lot of members?
Currently, we have about 10 active members. We do have a lot of volunteers throughout the community who help with different activities that we have going on, too. But actively attending meetings is about 10.
Do you need more?
We always need more help.
Absolutely. Everybody says that. Nobody turns down extra help. And I suppose if
you want
to belong to the service club, you could be as active as you like?
Yes, you can be as active as you like, attend monthly meetings and our events, or you could just give us a donation for events, or you could just help out with an event once a year, or we'll take you whenever.
You bet. Are there other things that you do throughout the year as a group?
Yeah, we take August off because KC Fun Days is a lot of work. And then towards the winter time, we like to have bingo once a month, which is pretty well attended. We have a different theme every time, and we do a dinner with that, free will donation. And then we have Chili Cook-Off is usually in January, so we have people enter their chili, and people vote on those, and then we also have bingo with that, too. March is a leprechaun bingo. That's about it.
Yeah, you got lots of stuff going on. Well, it takes a lot to keep our small towns vibrant, so you've got to have good volunteers willing to step up, so... And you need those folks to help out with KC Fun Days, too. Friday, July 17th, Saturday, July 18th, lots going on. Let's talk a little bit about the lineup. What do you have going for us on Friday?
Friday, late afternoon, the library has some music going on from 3 to 6. We always have our kids' parade that goes down Main Street. That starts at 6, and if anyone's interested in that, they line up about 5:45. There's some great prizes this year. And though everyone involved entries of that parade are going to get a gold coin from Rolling Hills Bank. The kids' foam party begins at 6:30. It goes until 8:30. The annual bags tournament sponsored by the KC Fire Department starts at 7, registration at 6. We get our yearly KC Service Club awards. Those are at 6:45. There's a beer tent and live music outside of Tin Lizzie's from 8 to 11. That's Jesse Wilson. New things that we have going on this year, we've already had one event, but this would be the second one, is our outdoor movie series, and it's located right on the empty lot right beside the library. They're going to be showing, starting at 8:30, they're going to do two movies. One is The Sandlot, and the other one is A League of Their Own. There'll be a mini golf course set up outside of Pioneers on the street somewhere. And then KC Service Club is providing dinner, free will donation, outside of the community building. We're serving drinks and grilling up some good food.
All right, very good. So a lot going on and something kind of for everybody, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's stuff for adults and kids, and even if you just want to watch the bags tournament, it's always fun to watch out that too. Mm-hmm. And the kids love the foam party.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, and the kids parades are kind of fun for adults too, because sometimes those kids float entries they get very creative.
Yeah, absolutely. There's usually quite a few entries, and you never know what you're going to get on there, but they are cute coming down the hill.
You betcha. All right. Well, that leads us into Saturday, and you've got a day packed full of stuff that starts early and finishes late. Boy, you got a lot going on. Let's talk about that. What you want to run through the schedule a bit?
Yeah, Saturday morning we have the Casey Stampede Fun Run. That is a 5K or 1 mile course. All proceeds for that go to Tori's Angels. There is a sign-up link on our Casey Service Club Facebook page if people are interested in that. You can also sign up the day of. You just won't get a T-shirt until later. Pancake breakfast, the service club provides that, and that's from 7 to 10 in the community building. There's a big sale from the Lutheran Women's Missionary League at 8:30. The big parade starts at 10:30, and we all line up at the Casey Ballpark at 9:30. So if anyone's interested in joining the parade, it's a great one. Methodist Church is serving lunch from 11 to 1. Our Historical Society open house is from 10 to 1 at the Visitor Center. If you've got a classic car or truck or anything, the Casey Boys Car Show starts at 11:30 and goes to 2:30. That's right on Main Street. They have some trophies. Casey Telco is sponsoring Kids Water Tag from 11 to 3. Rolling Hills Bank will have some crafts at 11 o'clock. Chicken Bingo is from 11:30 to 2. And then we have the Casey Service Club. We are having bingo inside of the community building at 1 o'clock. The library is having their events the afternoon. 2 o'clock, there's a wacky cake decorating contest and cakewalk. If you want to do that, they have cake pans and cake mixes at the Casey Library. You could get those ahead of time. Make your cake, decorate it, bring it in. And then following that, the Science Center of Iowa is doing a presentation called Boom at the community building. And then to round out the night, we have the beer tent and live music from 8 to 11. It's Ghost Riders outside of Tim Lizzie's as well.
Excellent.
Now, if there is inclement weather, they usually move the music inside Tim Lizzie's.
Sure, sure. Now, I got to ask you, with the parade, are you using the usual route folks are familiar with in Casey?
Yes. Line up at the ball field, and it starts on the north end of Main Street. McPherson is the street name, and it's all the way at the north end, and you just come all the way down to the south end, and it ends right at the public library.
So folks can just find their favorite shady spots.
Yep.
All right. Very good. So lots of things going on there for folks to enjoy. Stacy, I noticed, too, you mentioned a few different times, like the Saturday night dinner, and then also there was the breakfast the next morning that are sponsored and provided by the service club. I assume these are pretty good fundraisers for you.
Yes. Anytime that we do a dinner or a breakfast or anything like that, we typically do a free will donation. That just allows people to donate whatever they choose to donate. And that goes to helping us provide more events. And also we give out scholarships every year to an Adair or Casey or ACGC senior. This year it was just one. But in the past there have been two or three. Just depends on how many applicants there are. So that's a good way to give back and have for a break.
Sure, sure. We'll turn that money right back over into the community and reinvest it locally, too. But I assume this is one of your larger fundraising times then?
Yes, this is one of our biggest fundraisers. Previously, we've had other groups doing lunch here or dinner there or whatever, but we decided this year that we should capitalize on those opportunities for our service club this year.
Well, it does take money to be able to do positive things in local communities, and it always makes folks feel good, too, knowing that when they do donate like that, that the money's coming right back around. So it's a good opportunity for folks to support and still get something back in return with a great breakfast or a wonderful dinner. So they can come on out and enjoy. And it's not just for folks from Casey. You folks are always welcoming to other folks around Southwest, West Central Iowa, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're right on the interstate.
Yep. Love to see folks come in and come out and support the local communities and just enjoy some good stuff. You know, we kind of forget sometimes how much fun it can be when we just forget all the technology and all the distractions and things that irritate us all the time and just go out and have some fun.
Yep, there's plenty of things to do on Friday and Saturday, and there won't be any time to be bored.
All right, and bring the kids, because pretty much everything is family-friendly. So make sure you come out and have a good time with the family. July 17th, July 18th, Casey Fun Days this year. A lot of fun there, too. Stacy Wedemeyer has been with us this morning. She's president of the Casey Service Club, who helps to coordinate and organize all of these fun events. Stacy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Hope the weather's great, and hope you guys have a great celebration.
Thank you so much.